This recording was made at the second Asia-Pacific OutGames Human Rights Conference, held in Wellington, New Zealand in March 2011.
I'm finding it very interesting and fruitful. I'm learning a lot of new things. I'm meeting new people. I'm coming to this conference. I've met some people whom I've met before, but then I've met some new people. It's always nice to meet new people because I get to learn new things and exchange ideas on how things are done.
Fiji is a difficult place politically to live in. It has been for a long while, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. You can say that again. It's very difficult. But then, with our current government, they've done quite some good things, which I liked. I think is good. Like, for instance, at one stage they removed the right to sexual orientation from our constitution, and about a year or a year and a half ago, they had the new Fiji crime decree, and it's mentioned there that everyone has the right to sexual orientation. So I fully support the Fiji government, and I'm so happy that they've recognized that. But the thing is that people need to understand what sexual orientation is, the general public, because with the issues faced by LGBT people, I think people need to be aware of the law itself or the authorities themselves, because most of the time they're the ones inflicting the violence and violating the human rights of the citizens of Fiji. With me, I'm well equipped with my human rights as well, so when the police pick me up or they take me, so I tell them what I know, so that kind of makes them step back and violate my human rights. But unfortunately, most of the trans people in my country are illiterate. This is due to rejection from home at an early age, so they tend to drop out of school, run away, they don't finish school at all, and when they get picked up by the police, they just let the police violate their human rights and abuse them.
And that suggests a couple of things, really, that a lot of trans people know very early on, and they try and be trans early on, and that's the point of rejection from
the family and the community. Yeah,
and family and community is important normally anyway, but I guess in a country like Fiji, a Pacific culture, if there is one, makes you an outsider, an outcast.
Yes. So that's why when... take me, for instance. Like, I grew up in a village setting with a religious... with a strong religious background. And when I was growing up, I was being feminine. People tried to mold me into something I'm not. They tried to mold me, but they don't know who I am. I know who I am inside. They beat me up. They do all sorts of things to me, but that never changed me. And then one day I always get sick of it, but then one day I just couldn't take it anymore, and then I decided to run away to the city and live my life as a trans woman.
And you met other trans people?
When I ran away to the city, I met other trans people who were involved in the sex industry. But since I was dropping out of school, no qualification, no job, they took me under their wings and looked after me for a while.
And that stopped you from starving?
Yep. It put a roof over my head, food on my table, and helped with my other needs and wants.
Do you feel you've had a proper choice in your occupation? It's not that sex work is wrong, but would you have liked a better choice?
Well, I've always dreamt to be a lawyer. I've always wanted to be a lawyer. Uh-huh. I've always wanted to be a lawyer. But then when I dropped out of school, I had no other choice, but then I turned to sex work. And I've been doing it for a while. I've kind of adapted to it, and then I've kind of liked it. And then doing human rights activism, like I'm always fighting for transgenders and sex workers, I've kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was given the chance to go back and study, I would.
Is there a chance of that, do you think?
Well, financially, I don't think so. But if I was given the chance, because coming from Fiji, the cost of living is very high, and to go into law school would be, for me especially, I would have to go back into my foundation studies, because that's where I left it, because that's where I dropped out. To go back and do my foundation studies, well, it's a challenge for me.
It would be, yeah. Yes.
If I feel like if I stop doing it now, who would fight for the rights of my other sisters?
Well, that's a big thing with you.
Yes.
And so coming to this conference is being part of that.
Yeah. And like for instance, like the trans man, you know, I've always heard of trans man, but coming to this conference on the first day when we had the trans hui, I don't know, I had mixed feelings, because I met all these trans men, and I think they look so good, and it was the first chance for me, my first time for me to get the chance to meet them, because back home we don't really have trans men. We have women who, they're sort of F2M trans, but they don't identify themselves as trans men, because they just identify themselves as bush lesbians. Maybe it's because if they had the homo, they had, if we had a specialist that specialized in the transition, for example, hormonal intake, they would be happy to take it. I'm sure. I assure you that. They would be happy to take it, and maybe they would identify themselves as trans men. And the same goes for us too. Like, for us trans women, we just go and buy the tablets off the counter. We don't... It's not monitored. There's no specialist monitoring it or anything. So.
And do you find a lack of medical care for you?
Yeah, definitely. There's no specialist for trans healthcare.
Would the medical profession try and change you, do you think?
They would try, but it's not going to happen, never. I'm happy with who I am. I'm comfortable. My family has come to accept me for me being myself. They finally come to accept it for the last 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah, so...
That makes a big difference.
Yes. They've come to finally accept me. Like, I can go to my village dressed as...
Who you are.
Yes. Yeah. And nobody will say anything. Well, but then, I've had quarrels and arguments with some people in the village. And I tell them, I don't give a damn, I don't give a rat's ass what you say. Because as long as my father and my mother, they understand me for who I am, that's all that matters. Who the hell are you? Because when I was in the village, one day when I went to the village, like my auntie, because like I said, I come from a very religious background. My auntie came up to me and said, you know, you were born a man, you should be a man, blah, blah, blah. Look at your brothers and your sisters and your cousins, they all have kids. And I just turned and said, who are you? You don't tell me what to do. And I slammed the door on her face. And then she went and told my father that I was being rude. And my dad just turned back and told her, just leave her alone. She's happy with what she is. That's all that matters.
So you do now have a home, don't you, properly?
Well, I don't really live with my family. I live in Suva. I have a house in Suva, where my house in Suva is like a safe haven for trans women, trans women who are sex workers. Like, I have a two-bedroom house, and sometimes I have 10 transgenders in my two-bedroom house. So, yeah. But I've had such lovely neighbors, and they don't complain at all.
So you, what you are and your work in human rights are very close together, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's very tightly part of your life.
Yes. I'm currently also the reigning queen for the national transgender pageant in Fiji. So yeah. So I'm doing both, kind of advocating for transgenders and sex workers as well.
The competitions seem to mean something very different for you and other trans people, mm-hmm. or fafine. They're not beauty contests in the same way that, like, in America. They're more of an expression, a political statement, possibly. Yeah.
Yes, sort of. I think it was a way of for our community to create awareness to the people that we exist. People might come in to watch the show, to laugh, have a laugh, and go back home. But then, when they go back home, they get a clear message that we are here, we exist, and sometimes in these competitions, our issues are addressed as well.
Yeah. Do you feel better valued as a person as a result of the competitions? And
oh, yeah, definitely.
A performance part of it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
it's a matter of pride. And
yes.
Yes, I can understand that. And when do you leave?
I'm leaving on the Sunday morning.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to leaving, or?
I think I'm falling in love with Wellington. Uh-huh. Even though it's windy,
yeah,
it's cold. Yeah. I think I'm falling in love with Wellington. I look forward to coming back, and I look forward to attending more meetings like this with trans people, especially. I love my trans brothers and my trans sisters.